Searching for Spectroscopic Signatures of Ongoing Quenching in SDSS Galaxies, by Andrea D. Weibel et al. In this paper we estimate the star formation change parameter, SFR-79, which characterizes the current SFR relative to the average during the last 800 Maya, for approximately 300 feet 000 galaxies selected from the Sloan Digital Sky Survey SDSS. The goals are to examine, in a much larger and independent sample, the trends previously reported in a sample of star-forming manga galaxies, and also to search for spectroscopic signatures of ongoing quenching in the so-called Green Valley, which is generally believed to contain galaxies that are migrating from the star-forming SF population to the quench population of galaxies. Applying SFR-79 to our large sample of SDSS galaxies, we first confirm the basic results of SF galaxies published by Wong Lilly. We then discuss in detail the calibration and meaning of SFR-79 for galaxies that are well below the SFMS and establish what would be the expected signatures of systematic ongoing quenching within the population. We conclude that it is not possible at present to establish unambiguous observational evidence for systematic ongoing quenching processes with the data at hand, due to limitations of noise in the observational data, in particular in the measurements of H-delta absorption, and in the calibration of SFR-79, as well as biases introduced by the necessity of selecting objects with significant amounts of H-alpha emission. We do however see plausible indications of ongoing quenching, which are quantitatively consistent with expectations from pertinent growth plus quenching models of galaxy evolution and a typical E-folding timescale for quenching of order approximately 500 Maya. This was Searching for Spectroscopic Signatures of Ongoing Quenching in SDSS Galaxies, by Andrea D. Weibel et al.